Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, wild vampire bats in Central America socially distance when they are sick, a new study suggests. The animals that were ill spend less time near other bats, researchers found. Scientists had previously seen this behaviour in lab conditions. We wanted to find out if it occurred in the wild. To talk to us about the findings of this study, we're joined on News Talk, one of its leading authors, Gerald Carter, assistant professor at the Department of Evolution, Ecology and Organismal Biology at The Ohio State University. Gerald, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thanks for your interest in our work.
What was the background behind this? Why did you want to do it?
Well, if we want to predict how a pathogen is going to spread across a social network, it can be really useful to understand the changes in the behavior of the individuals before and after they get sick. And this is something, like you said, we had done in the lab, and we just wanted to confirm it in the wild, but also measure it to a level of precision that hasn't been done before, at least with vertebrates. It's been done with things like ants. But basically, we put little proximity sensors on them that allowed us to get all of their encounters second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour. And that allowed us to really measure this very precisely in the field.
Okay. Where did you find these bats? Where did these bats come from?
So we caught them from a tree in Belize, actually in a park that's sort of like archaeological preserves. There's like Mayan pyramids there. So a really nice dramatic setting. And we caught the bats from a tree. We put the sensors on them. We injected them with something that made half of them feel sick, and the other half we gave a placebo, and then we put them right back in the tree.
And then what did they do? What did you find out from them?
So there's a period where the bats are socializing inside of this tree. So they wake up at sunset. And then it's this period where they normally would be socializing, doing things like grooming. And we don't know all the things that they do, but I spend most of my time trying to understand the social relationships the bats have with each other. They have these really long-term cooperative relationships. And in that first part of the night, they're essentially just all interacting with each other. And then very late in the night, around 3 a.m., they leave the roost to forage for about an hour, and then they come back and then they sleep. And what we could see is during that period where they would normally be socializing, the bats that had challenged immune systems, the ones that felt sick, just did not socialize as much as the other bats. And some of them didn't even leave to forage.
What would you conclude from that, or how does that help you?
Well, the basic idea here is that if you have lethargic, sick bats encountering other bats less, that means that there's a kind of automatic social distancing that happens just because, for instance, like with people, if you have the flu and you stay home, that is actually going to limit the amount of people that you interact with than you would normally interact with, and that slows down the rate of transmission of the virus. And so what we're trying to do is understand that component of social distancing. When we use the term social distancing, we mean an active avoidance for the benefit of everyone in the society. And that requires cooperation. So ants do that. Humans, some human societies choose to do that.
Yes.
But there's also this other component, which is just this automatic process that happens and is very common, probably occurs in all mammals, where the sick individuals just are less active in general. And so we are trying to understand that component of it.
They're basically too sick to socially interact. Stay away from me. I'm not myself. Where do you go from here with this?
Well, the next thing we're doing is looking at rabies, so a real virus rather than just simulating how they're sick. And we expect to see the opposite result here because rabies is a virus that we think, but manipulates the behavior of the host to make the virus more likely to transmit. So there's strains of rabies that make animals more aggressive, for instance. And so we have these caps of bats where this was actually by accident. There was a lab that had rabies in their colony. And so we just put video cameras everywhere to try to see how the bats change their behavior before and after.
Very good. Gerald, thanks very much for joining us today. Pleasure talking to Gerald Carter, assistant professor at the Department of Evolutionary Ecology. And the bats, well, they got us into this mess, so at least they're social distancing as well. After the break, the closure of the middle aisle in Lidl and Aldi. What's going on?
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.